Last week, Ellie and I flew to Los Angeles to attend my daughter's graduation, who received her master in counseling.
上个礼拜我和师母一起到洛杉矶参加我女儿的毕业典礼, 她拿了一个心理咨询的, 硕士学位。
I had some wonderful father-daughter time together.
我们父女有一段非常美好的时光。
And yesterday, when I got back home, I got a Father's Day card from her.
昨天我回到家里的时候呢，她又送了我一张父亲节的卡片。
I was really touched by some of the statements that she said.
她写了一些话让我心里非常的感动。
And she said, thanks for the way you publicly and intentionally try to encourage, support, and build me up.
谢谢你，不管是在公众的地方或在私下，你用了一切的方式，很用心的能够鼓励我，同时呢，让我能够成长。
And thanks most of all for sharing God's love to me, an unconditional and relentless kind of love to me.
更谢谢你分享了天父神给我的爱，是一种持久，毫不褪色的永远的爱。Oh,
my heart kind of melt when I heard that.
我心真是被他的话融化了。As
I value my daughter, as a father, she values me.
当我 很重视她，是因为一个父亲爱护自己的儿女。同样的，她做女儿的，她也是这么样的爱一个做父亲的。
After the graduation celebration, I went home to see my parents.
当我参加了她的毕业典礼完了以后呢，我也到我的家去看了我自己的父母。
My dad, who's going to be 90 this year, has Alzheimer.
那我的父亲呢，今年就要90岁了，他有爱滋海默症。
In spite of that, we were still able to cherish some great memories together.
虽然如此呢，我们还是一起能够共享一些我们还记得的那些过去的事。
See, all my life, my dad valued me.
我的一生呢，我的父亲都非常的珍爱我。
And as a result, I value my dad.
所以我也非常珍惜我的父亲。
I trust you also value your dad.
所以我相信你也是一样的非常珍爱你自己的父亲。
Today being Father's Day, I want to particularly acknowledge and recognize dads that are here and dads to be in the future.
那么今天因为是父亲节的关系，我特别的要祝贺各位做父亲的，很将要做父亲的。
This morning, I want to turn our attention from our earthly father to our heavenly father.
今天呢，我要借着这个机会，让我们从地上的父亲来看天上的天父。
You see, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount taught what kingdom living was all about.
那么耶稣在登山宝训里面告诉我们在神的国度里的生命是怎么样的。
And it was during this time his disciple went up to Jesus asking, well, can you teach us how to pray?
也就是在这种的情况下呢，他的门徒就问耶稣说，你可以教我们怎么祷告吗？
You see, this is the only time that the disciple ever asked Jesus of anything to teach them what to do.
这是第一次耶稣的门徒问耶稣教我们如何祷告。
No, they did not ask Jesus to teach them how to witness.
他们并没有问耶稣我们怎么样见证神。
They didn't ask Jesus to teach them how to be a good leader.
他们也没有问耶稣说我们要做一个怎么样好的领袖。
They didn't ask Jesus to learn how they could care for one another.
他们也没有求耶稣教他们怎么样彼此关怀。
But they asked Jesus how he can teach them to pray.
但是呢，他们求 耶稣教他们如何祷告。
Why is that so significant?
为什么这么重要呢?
I believe the disciples noticed that Jesus goes off to spend some regular time communing with his heavenly father.
我们相信这些跟随他的门徒都知道，每隔一段时间，耶稣就要退隐起来，然后单独的和父神有祷告。 沟通的时间。
And when Jesus, whenever he spends some extended time with his heavenly Father, some significant thing happens.
所以每一次当耶稣如此和天父单独亲近的时候呢，就有重要的变化。
And the disciple made the connection that prayer was powerful and wonderful things happen when they pray to the Heavenly Father.
所以就是从耶稣这里他们就学会了当他们跟天父祷告的时候他们就能够成就大事。
And as a result, they turned to their master asking, well, can you teach us how to pray like you?
所以呢他们就问了耶稣说你可以教我们怎么祷告就像你怎么跟天父祷告吗
And we see this recorded in Luke chapter 11 verse 1.
我们看到这样的记载在这个路加福音11章第一节。那耶稣在一个地方祷告祷告完了有个门徒对他说求主教导我们祷告像约翰教导他的门徒。
And right after that, we see the Lord answer by giving the Lord's Prayer.
也就是在这样的一个请求下呢，耶稣就教导了他们这个主导文。
The Lord's Prayer is recorded both in Luke as well as in Matthew.
那么这个主导文呢，记载在这个路加福音，也记载在马太福音。
And I'd like for us to take a little closer look at the recording in Matthew chapter 6 beginning verse 9. If you have your Bibles, if you turn to that.
那么你若有圣经的话呢请你打开马太福音第六章第九节这么说。所以你们祷告要这样说我们在天上的父愿人都尊你的名为圣。
See, this is just a template or an example of how they ought to pray.
这只是给我们了一个祷告的范例我们该如何祷告。
In other words, pray like this or in this line.
也就是说像这样子的祷告照着这个模式来祷告
It represents a pattern how they ought to pray not to replace our prayer
就是教导我们一个祷告的原则而不是取代了我们的祷告
There's two sections in the Lord's Prayer
这里这个主导文呢分成两段
The first part focuses on God
第一段呢是注重在神
And the second part focuses on the human needs.
第二段呢是注重在人的需要。
This morning is my task to explain the first half of verse 9.
我们今天早上要学的功课呢就是第一步就是记载在这个第一段记载在马太福音六章第九节。
It says, Our Father in heaven.
这里说我们在天上的父。
First we address God as Our Father.
第一呢，我们称神是我们的神，我们的父。
This is the word Abba or Daddy.
这也就是所谓的阿巴父或者是爹爹。
This is a treasured title given by a child to their father.
这是一个孩子对父亲的一个很珍贵的一个称呼。
It speaks of an intimate, close relationship that they have together.
表示一个很亲密的一个很接近的一个关系
It's not someone that is far away
并不是一个很远远高高在上的
But someone that is near
而是一个人跟我很亲近的
Not only near physically but also emotionally and spiritually
不但是身体上跟我没有距离同时在我的心灵上和我这个灵性上都是非常亲密的
And this is a very special relationship between the father and their children.
这是一个父亲跟孩子一个非常亲密特殊的关系。
Not everyone can call a father daddy, but only the true members of his family.
并不是每一个人都可以被一个人称作这个父亲的或者爹爹的，而是他自己这个家里面的他自己的父亲。
And one can be part of the family either by birth or by adoption.
而这样的父亲是经过一者是亲生的或者是经过认养的。
And although we are rebellious sinners that do wicked things and are selfish, yet God loves us.
而就像我们一个罪人虽然我们是罪恶滔天但是我们的天父还是照样的爱我们
He sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for the payment of our sin
他让他的独生子耶稣钉在十字架上为我们的罪付了救赎的工价
That whosoever believes in him shall be saved
所以 不管是谁，只要信了他，就能够得拯救，被救赎。
And as a result, we can be adopted into the heavenly family.
所以呢，在天上的家庭里面，我们就被天父认养了。
Now, it's nothing that we deserve to be in the heavenly family.
并不是我们配得在这个天上天父的家里。
But it's totally based on God's grace to us.
而是神对我们的一个恩典和这个怜悯。
Therefore, God is our Father.
因为神是我们的父。
For whoever believes in Him, we can call Him our Father. We are adopted children of His.
是我们中间任何一个我们信他的，我们就可以被天父认养，在天上家庭的一个成员。
My nephew, 3 years ago, adopted a little boy from China.
我的侄子在这个3年以前从中国呢认养了一个孩子。
He has a heart defect.
这个儿子认养的儿子呢，这个心脏有一个天生的缺陷。
Now, although he had a major physical problem,
虽然他在身体上有这么一个大的一个缺陷。
Yet my nephew loves him. And brought him in as his son.
但是呢，我的侄子是这么的爱他，把他认养了，成为他家中的一员。
I found a video recently of 2 adopted children that speaks highly about their earthly father and their heavenly father.
我最近呢找到一个这个影片短的影片描述一个人他是怎么样的那个喜欢他自己在地上的父和在天上的父。
I'd like to, you to watch this.
那么我希望你现在可以看。
Hey, Levi, there's a very special day coming.
Yeah, Leah, that's what I hope too.
It's called Father's Day.
I'm really glad I have Dad.
Yeah, he's irreplaceable.
You can say that again.
Yeah.He's irreplaceable.
Our story is not a secret.
We were just little tiny babies.
We didn't have a father.
We were fatherless.
I don't really remember it very much.
Me either. We were pretty young.
But we were adopted into a loving family.
Now we're wonderful.
In the past,
my dad is not a pretend dad,
or a partial dad,
or anything less than my really dad.
And I'm his really daughter,
and I'm his really son.
It's a pretty good deal, actually.
There are a lot of people in this world
who don't have a father,
or who have a bad father.
Maybe that's your story.
Or maybe you can't even imagine
being loved by a good father.
But on this Father's Day,
no matter your situation,
we got some really great news.
There's a heavenly father,
and he's a really, really good daddy.
And when you choose him,
God adopts you into his family.
And he becomes not a pretend dad,
or a partial dad,
or anything less than your really dad.
You become his really child.
You may be young,
but 2 things we know from experience.
First, the love of the good father
is something to treasure forever.
Second,
God is a good father.
Being his child
makes Father's Day extra special.
Happy Father's Day, everyone!
Our Heavenly Father is our lover.
我们天上的父，天父是我们的关爱者。
Who sent His only begotten Son, Jesus.
他送了他的独生子耶稣。
Who left heaven so that He might become a man to identify with us.
离了天上的家，来到人间，所以他可以变成我们中间的一个。
And He became the substitutionary atonement for the sin of the world.
他为了全世界我们的罪为我们付了赎价。
He was willing to give up his life on our behalf.
为我们他舍了命。
So that anyone put their faith in what he has done on the cross can be saved.
所以任何人相信他为我们的罪钉在十字架上都可以得到这个救赎。
If any one of you have not trusted Christ as your Savior, I invite you today to trust Him.
如果在座有任何一位还没有信耶稣的话，我们今天邀请你能够信耶稣。
Then you will be adopted as a child of our God.
所以你就会被我们天上的父认养，作为天上家庭的一员。
As a result, we become heirs of God.
所以我们就能够承受天父给我们的产业。
We see here our Heavenly Father as our lover.
我们看到我们天上的父就是我们的关爱者。
There are various applications that we can learn from our Heavenly Father.
在我们日常生活当中有很多我们是可以从我们天父那里学到的榜样。
And I want to challenge all the fathers here and fathers to be.
那么我们希望今天在座的父亲或者是将要做父亲的也能够这样子严肃的思考。
To learn to be lover of your family.
成为你家庭的关爱者。
And Father, one of the most precious gifts that you can give to your children.
而作为一个父亲你可以给你儿女最好的礼物是什么呢？
To love your spouse.
就是爱你的配偶。
Treat her with great value.
能够尊重你的妻子。
If you love your wife, your children will receive and feel secure.
如果你爱你的妻子的时候，你的儿女就会觉得心里面有平安。
They will feel at peace at home.
他们就会有在家里就有安全感。
Unfortunately, in many homes, we find various verbal abuse and even some physical abuse.
那么我们很不幸的看到有很多的家庭在言语上有暴力，或者在肢体有肢体的暴力。
That can be so traumatizing to our children.
对我们的儿女是多么大的一个伤害。
And sometimes we are so wrapped up with our children that we neglect.Our spouse.
有的时候我们在儿女身上花了太多的时间而忘了我们的配偶。
Make sure that we have time with our spouse.
所以呢你要确定你能够腾出时间来和你的配偶在一起。
Have what I call couch time where you sit and talk, interact with one another and allow the children to see that you are interested toward one another.
所以呢，你应该腾出时间来和你的妻子一起坐在沙发上互相谈心，使你的儿女能够看见他们的父母是多么的亲爱。
When our kids see us talking and listening and caring for one another, they would feel safe and they would feel at peace.
所以，当我们的儿女看到他的父母互相有沟通、有交谈、互相谈心的时候，他们的心里才会觉得有平安、有安全感。
Yes, we are to love our children, but even more importantly, we need to love our spouse.
是的，我们应该爱我们的儿女，但是更重要的是我们要爱我们的配偶。
Our children might stay with us for maybe 18 years, but we have our wife for the rest of our lives.
也许我们的儿女只能够在我们身边大概18年吧，但是我们的配偶却是我们这一生余下的光阴在一起的。
There's no better way to demonstrate love to our family members than to spend time with them.
那么有许多这个不同的方式我们可以和我们的配偶和我们的家人共度一些时光。
May we demonstrate sacrificial love towards our family members by spending special one-on-one time with each one of them.
例子之一呢，就是我们能够腾出时间来，牺牲你一些别的要做的事情，腾出时间来和你孩子、你的家人能够有一对一的这个谈话、谈心的时候。
We should take our wives out on dates.And we should also take our kids one-on-one on dates too.
我们需要带我们的妻子我们的配偶一对一的时间，也许到外面去哪个地方坐一坐，同时我们也要同样的带我们的孩子也有一对一的时间。
Now we don't just spend special time with the kids that we like, but we are to love them all, even the active ones.
我们并不是说要对哪个我们特别喜欢的孩子带他一对一，我们要对我们的孩子们一律平等，甚至是比较顽皮一点的。
We don't need to spend a lot of money on these dates.
我们在这一些约相处的时间并不需要花太多的钱。
We could just spend precious time with our children going out to the playground.
也许我们可以带我们的孩子到游戏这个运动场上。
Or take our wife out on a walk around the neighborhood.
也许带着我的妻子，我们的妻子这个到这个邻舍就是散散步。
Now we must schedule this on our calendar.
我们需要在我们的行事日历表上应该把它写下来。
Unless we put it in our calendar, it's just going to be wishful thinking.
如果你不把它真的腾出时间写在你的这个行程表上的时候呢，你永远只是希望这样做而做不到。
We need to spend both quality time as well as quantity time with our family members.
我们对我们家里的成员，我们需要有一个好的品质相处的时间，我们也需要有一个腾出时间，花时间来跟他们相处。
The key is regular time with each one of them.
而最重要的是我们要一直这样子定期的去做。
We need to, I want to encourage those that might have young children.
我要特别鼓励这些有很幼小年幼孩子的。
That you find another young family that have young children.
你也应该找另外一个家庭也有幼小的孩子的。
Young family that you get along well so that you might be able to take turn in taking care of each other's kids so that you could have dates with your spouse.
所以年轻的家庭，你们这样互相交换的替对方的这个家庭来看孩子的时候呢，这个家庭的一个家庭的这个父母亲呢，就可以有时间外出独处。
Indeed, we have seen our Heavenly Father as our lover.
我们也看到我们的天父就是我们的关爱者。
But not only that, but our Heavenly Father is also our guide.
不但如此，我们的天父也是我们的引导者。
King David, the psalmist described the Lord as his shepherd.
那么诗篇二十三篇一到二节，大卫描写神就是他的这个牧者。他这样说：耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
This metaphor is a great description of our Heavenly Father.
这是一个对我们天父非常好的一个描述。
Like a shepherd, who guides and leads the sheep, our Heavenly Father does likewise.
就像一个牧羊的人，他怎么样牧养他的羊，我们的天父也照样的牧养我们。
And since we are God's own children, He wants the very best for us.
因为我们是天父的儿女，所以我们的天父要把最好的给我们。
He has a special plan for each one of us.
而且他也对我们有最好的期望和计划。
And God has provided truth and wisdom in the Word of God to guide us in our everyday life.
而神就借着他的话语给我们智慧，给我们引导，让我们能够过每天的生活。
Now, although he guides us, it is a choice that we need to make to follow him, and it's not forced upon us.
虽然他引导我们，但是他却给我们一个自由的意志，不强迫我们，让我们自己去决定要不要跟随他。
He's our good shepherd and not our dictator.
他是我们的好牧人，但是不是我们的暴君。
And we get to choose. We can either choose to learn the easy way,Or the hard way.
我们可以选择，我们可以选一个容易的方法，就是跟随他，或者我们选一个比较 难的就是是这个后果。
We could choose to follow after our Heavenly Father, or we choose not to.
我们可以选择跟随我们天父的引导，我们也可以选择不跟随。
Unfortunately, at various times, because we want to be in control, that we do not let God guide us.
很可惜的，很多时候我们为了能够对我们自己的周遭有所控制，我们就忘却了天父给我们的引导。
Now, if I were to ask you, who is smarter, God or you?
所以我就问你们一句。谁是更聪明的呢？是天父还是你呢
？I'm sure all of us would say, "Well, God is smarter than me."
当然，我们都会说，神是比我们更有智慧的。
However, in our daily life, we do not live it that way.
但是我们在每日的生活当中，我们却没有这样的表现出来。
May we learn to trust our Heavenly Father.
让我们学习信赖我们的天父。
And the reason why we might not trust him that much is because we really don't know him. We don't have a very close, intimate relationship with him.
而我们不跟随天父引导的一个很大的原因，就是我们不熟悉他的话语，因此我们不能够对他信靠顺服。
And if we really understand who our God is and how much he loves us and how much he wants the very best for us, we will be glad to follow this guy.
我们是真的认识我们的天父吗？知道他在我们的身上有多么好的一个计划吗？我们是不是因为这样认识他，我们就能够更跟随他？
If we really want to enjoy life fully,
我们如果愿意真正享受一个丰盛的人生，
we need to find out what God is doing.
我们就应该先要知道说神在我们的身上要做怎么样的工作。
Find out those things he's passionate about.
那能够寻求什么是神最对我们最热衷的期盼。
And quickly partner with him by joining in with what he's doing.
而马上就跟他连结，与他的工作成为亲密的伙伴。
For that's where all the action is. That's where we're going to find adventure in life.
当我们这样与神同行的时候，我们就发现人生是多么好的一个探索的一个途径。
And may we align our will with God's will.
当我们把我们的意志和神的意志合在一起的时候，
Too often we think we have figured it all out and we ask God to rubber stamp our will.
但是常常我们做的是相反的，我们知道我们要什么，我们祷告的时候只是求神盖一个橡皮图章而已。
And may we be persuaded to understand our Heavenly Father loves us dearly and wants the very best for us. He has a better plan than ourselves.
我们希望能够信服说我们的天父是多么的爱我们，在我们的身上有多么好的一个计划，因此我们愿意信靠而顺服我们的天父。
And although we walk through challenges and difficulties in life,
在我们人生的道路上，我们有磨难，我们有挑战。
We can be assured that our Heavenly Father is there for us.
但是我们心里却有确据，我们的天父永远在那里看顾引导我们。
We do not need to be fearful of those difficult storms.
当我们遇到这样风暴的时候，我们心里就没有惧怕。
We know that our Daddy is there to guide us, to lead us, and to protect us.
我们知道我们在地上的父亲是在这样的引导我们，在这样的保护我们。
He knows what is best for us.
那么他知道什么是对我们好的。
We as earthly fathers, we have the responsibility to guide and lead our family.
我们这个地上做父亲的，我们有一个引导带领我们家庭的一个责任。
And in order for us to lead well, we need to understand our family members' needs.
我们在家里面要做一个好的领袖的话，我们首先就要了解我们家里的每一个成员的需要。
That means we as fathers, we need to be engaging in our family members. We need to be communicating. We need to be talking and taking initiative to interact with our family members, our wife, our children.
那么我们呢，就需要和我们的妻子和我们的孩子互相有沟通的时间，在一起有互动的时候，有互相关注的时候。
It needs to be intentional.
而且是需要用心去做的。
Surely we are all busy, But there isn't anything more important than our relationship with God, and particularly with our relationship with our family members.
当然我们都很忙，但是我们需要有时间跟我们天父能够在一起，同时我们也要跟我们的家园在家里的成员相处。
A good leader understands the needs of each of the family members, and they look down the road as to how they can best meet those needs.
一个家庭里面一个好的领袖他会知道他家里每一个成员的需要，而且不但是眼前的，同时也将来的。
Just as a shepherd understands the needs of the sheep, that the sheep needs water and food and protection.
就好像是一个牧羊人，他知道他羊的需要，羊需要喝水，羊需要吃草，羊也需要保护。
We as father, we need to understand the needs of each of our family members, and that we go out of our way to meet those needs.
那么同样的，我们做父亲的是家里面一个领导者，我们也需要知道家里每一个成员的需要，同时呢，能够竭尽所能，排除万难的来这个应对这些需要。
A good guy and a good leader would anticipate potential danger and find a way to avoid it before it occurred.
一个好的引导者，一个好的领袖呢，同时能够预料到将要发生的危机，而能够有方法来预防这样的危机。
We as father, it is our responsibility to anticipate any spiritual dangers.
我们做地上的这个父亲的，我们也应该想到我们儿女的可能遇到的灵性上的挑战。
Any physical danger before us.
任何在身体在方面的挑战。
Emotional danger.
心灵上的挑战。
Or financial danger.
或者是财务上的危机。
Are you looking out for the well-being of your family members?
你是不是真的在关顾你家里每一个成员的幸福呢？
And as our children grow, not only do we need to develop relationship with them.
当我们的孩子长大的时候，我们不但要跟他们有一个好的关系。
It would be wise for us to understand and build relationship with our kids' friends as well as their parents.
我们更要花时间，也要进一步的跟我们孩子的朋友们建立一个关系，同时他孩子的朋友的父母亲也跟他们建立一个关系。
It is a good idea to invite them over to your house.
所以呢，也许呢，你能够请他们到你家里面来，也是一个好主意。
So you could get to know them, build relationship with them.
所以你可以认识他们，跟他们建立一个友谊。
And also to observe what kind of kids they are.
而且也有机会能够观察这些家庭的他们的孩子是怎样的。
Because they have tremendous influence over our children.
因为这些孩子们对你自己的孩子也有很极大的影响力。
We need to be in position so that we could protect our children.
所以这样呢，我们就能够装备我们自己来保护我们的儿女可能遇到的危机。
2 weeks ago when I was having dinner with my son,
两个礼拜以前我和我的儿子一起共餐的时候
He said Dad you know Mom I realize how wise you are and how I need to take full advantage of you more often
那我的儿子就跟我说我实在是发现你是多么好的一个父亲很有智慧的父亲我也希望我能够好好的把握这样的一个这样的一个关系。
I'm glad that he realizes that we are good guys for him and that it's a good idea to listen to us.
我很高兴他们觉得我们做父母的是好的引导者而愿意听我们的这个引导。
And as dads and moms, may we be good role models to our kids so that they want to also listen to us.
所以我们做父亲的做母亲的希望我们是以身而教让他们愿意的来跟随我们
We've seen how our Heavenly Father is our lover
我们看到我们天上的父是我们的关爱者
Our Heavenly Father is our guide
我们天上的父是我们的引导者
And thirdly, I want to highlight how our Heavenly Father is our provider
那么第三呢我们要看我们天父是我们的供应者
Our Heavenly Father knows our every needs and desires to meet those needs.
我们天上的父知道我们的每一个需要，而且他的动机是能够供给我们这样的需要。
Now the problem is there are various times we don't want his help. We want to be in control.
那但是问题就是很多时候我们不要天父的帮助，我们希望自己对我们有的生活有控制。
We think we could take care of ourselves.
我们觉得我们自己可以照管我们自己的事。
And we overestimate our ability and underestimate God's ability.
所以我们就过度的高估了我们自己的能力，而低估了天父的能力。
You see, God has unlimited resources, and as God's children, we have access to God's resources.
我们要知道，天父是拥有宇宙的，无穷无尽的，所以我们做天父的儿女，也有这些无穷无尽的资产。
The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 tells us about this resource that we can have.
那么使徒保罗在以弗所书三章二十节这样说，神照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
God can not only provide what we ask, but even beyond our even imagination.
神不但能够照着我们所求的供给我们，还能够超过我们所求所想。
Our Heavenly Father is our provider.
我们天父是我们的供应者。
I'd like you to also take a look in 1 John chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, and notice what John has to say here.
我们再看约翰一书第五章十三到十四节，这样说，我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们若照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
Our Heavenly Father wants to provide for us.
我们天父愿意来做我们的供应者。
May we be wise to submit our needs to Him and seek His will.
希望我们做一个有智慧的人，把我们的需要告诉天父以后呢，能够让照天父照他的旨意来成就。
May we not rob ourselves of God's goodness to us.
不要因为我们的愿意控制我们自己，而取得了天父用愿意做我们供应者的一个爱心。
There is nothing that our Heavenly Father cannot do and cannot provide for us.
要知道我们的天父是无所不能的，没有一件事他不是不能够供应我们的。
He loves us and He wants to guide us and provide for us.
他爱我们，他愿意引导我们，他也愿意做我们的供应者。
May we come up close to Him and get to know Him better.
愿意我们常常与天父亲近，所以我们更能够认识天父。
Then we will have great confidence to go before our Heavenly Father with our requests.
那么我们就在神面前求的时候，我们就更有信心。
In John chapter 15, verse 7.
那么约翰福音十五章七节这么说，你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
This is such a tremendous promise that God has given to all of His adopted children. That means you and me.
这是多么一个伟大的应许，神给他的儿女的一个应许，也就是给你和给我的应许。
It says, we could ask anything, anything, and He will answer it.
你可以要任何的事情，没有一件事情啊，天父不会回应你的。
However, we look carefully. There are two conditions.
但是你要仔细的看，这里有两个条件。
The first thing is that we need to remain in Him.
第一呢，就是我们要常在他的里面。
We need to be connected with our Heavenly Father.
我们需要跟我们的天父有密切的连接。
We need to be dependent upon Him. Learn to trust Him.
我们需要学习依靠顺服。
We need to have a relationship, a close relationship with Him, remaining in Him.
我们需要跟天父有一个亲密的关系，常在他里面。
And the second condition is that we need to remain in His Word.
那么第二个条件呢，就是我们要常在他的话语里。
We need to understand what God wants us to do.
我们需要了解神的心意。
As we examine His Word, He will show us His will.
当我们查考他的话语的时候，他就会把他的旨意显明给我们。
And as he shows us his will, we need to be obedient to him.
当他把他的旨意显明给我们的时候，我们就需要信靠顺服。
When we remain in him and his word remain in us, then we have total confidence to go before him and ask anything and he will.
当我们常在他的里面，而他的话语又常在我们里面的时候，我们有这样就有这样的信心，在他天父的面前，无所不求，而天父也能够照着他的旨意来成全我们的所求的。
When my son graduated from high school,
我的儿子就要从高中毕业了。
I was greatly disturbed and sad when he stopped going to church.
当他从高中毕业的时候呢，我心里很难过，因为他那个时候也就觉得他不要去教会了。
I fervently pray to our Heavenly Father.
我只有向我们天父祷告。
That he would bring my son back to himself.
那么能够天父能够把我的儿子再找回到他的面光中。
And God answered my prayer.
但神就听了我这样的祷告。
I had a broken relationship with one of my siblings.
我和我的这个兄弟的有一个关系呢不好。
And I pray that God would bring us back together and that we would be restored.
那么我就跟神祷告，希望把我的手足和我再一次有一个好的手足之情。
And what I thought was impossible, God made it happen.
当我觉得这是不可能的时候呢，神却成就了我的祷告。
There's nothing that God cannot do.
神是无所不能的。
I'm sure we all have different challenges in our lives.
我相信我们人生中每一个人都有不同的挑战。
God can help us. He is our great provider.
神会帮助我们，因为他是我们的好的供应者。
May we learn to remain in Him and remain in His Word.
让我们学习常在他的里面，也常让他的话语也常住在我们里面。
Then we can have total confidence to ask anything, and He will give it to us.
然后我们就会有全备的信心，在他里面不论求什么，他都知道他会照着他的心意来成就。
We as earthly father has responsibility to provide for the needs of our family members.
我们做地上在地上做父亲的也有我们做我们家庭的供应者的一个责任。
Now, that's much more than the bringing a paycheck home and providing food for our family.
是远超过拿一张支票回家或者供给一日三餐。
We need to understand their spiritual needs and their emotional needs.
我们需要知道他们的灵性的需要，他们心灵的需要。
May we to guide them and provide for them in these areas as well.
我们希望在灵魂体三方面都能够做他们的引导者，也做他们的供应者。
Are we to being a good role model to our children, showing how important God is to us?
我们是不是做一个好的模范，以身而教，让他们知道神上天父是怎么样的做我们的供应者。
May we to learn to ask our children to pray for us too. We have challenges and they have challenges.
我们也许也可以学习让我们的儿女为我们祷告，因为我们有磨难，他们也有挑战。
Incorporate God into our lives with our children, our family members.
让神在我们的生活中把我们和我们的家里的每一员都融合在一起。
May we understand that each of our children is unique and specially made.
让我们真正能够认识我们每一个儿女都是神特意的创造，每一个儿女都不一样的。
We need to understand how each of them are wired and how their gifts are.
我们要了解每一个儿女他们的那个成性格和他们的整个的这个是神的创造是不一样的，那么他们每一个人都有独特的恩赐。
As we understand their passion, their strength, let's help them to excel in those areas because that's how God made them.
当我们知道他们的长处和他们真正喜欢热衷做什么的时候呢，我们就会在那一方面多多鼓励他们发出潜能，知道上帝对我们每一个创造我们都是不一样的。
May we not force our kids to work on those things that they're really weak in and spend all of their time doing that?
希望我们不要强迫我们的儿女做他们比较弱的一环，而一直在那边毫不放弃的在不是他们最强的方面去发展。
And as fathers, may we see beyond just the outer needs of our children to see their inner needs.
我们做父亲的希望我们不要只有看着我们儿女的外在的需要，我们也能够看着他们心灵的需要。
May we beThe provider that provides boundaries, that provide guidance and mentorship to develop inner character within our family members.
像我们做父亲的，让我们每一个儿女，我们每家里的每一个成员都能够就是发挥他们内在的潜能，让他们的性格各方面能够在这个天父的旨意里面能够成长。
And may we follow the example of our Heavenly Father.
就好模仿我们天父
who loves us so much that he adopted us as his children.
他如此的爱我们，把我们认养了，成为他在我们天上家庭的一员。
May we learn to love our family members just as he has loved us.
让我们学习爱我们家里的每一个成员，就好像天父如何的爱我们。
May we offer sacrificial love toward them as we guide.Them and lead them as a shepherd.
当我们像一个好牧人一样，在这里引导，在这里供应他们的时候呢，能够看到他们每一个需要。
And may we provide and protect them because they are our treasure children.
当我们做他们的引导者，也做他们的供应者，因为他是儿女，是神给我们的资产。
Let's bow for prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for loving us.
神，上帝，我们感谢你如此的爱我们。
Lord, to teach us to love our family members as well.
主，求你教导我们如何爱我们的家庭。
Thank you for being our guide, and we have responsibility to guide and lead our family.
感谢你过去一直的引导我们，也提醒我们对我们的家庭也有引导的责任。
Thank you for being our provider.
谢谢你成为我们的供应者。
That as we have access to the resources that you have, that we follow after your will.
当你给我们如此丰盛的资源的时候，愿意我们照着你的心意而行。
Lord, help us to get to know you much more intimately.
希望我们主帮助我们能够更与你有更亲密的关系，以至于能够认识你。
And when we do so, we'll have great confidence to go before you.
那么这样的话，我们就在你的面前更有信心。
To bring our request to you, and you promise to answer them as we remain in you and your word.
当我们把我们的需求告诉你的时候，我们就能够信靠顺服，因为你的话语常在我们心中。
Father, we thank you for the family that you've given to us and help us to be good fathers.
天父，感谢你给我们家里的每一个成员，求你帮助我们作为好的父亲。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。